This is about the what happens when your husband, not my current husband, but my first husband of 9 years, comes out. So I have to set the scene. It's 2003, and I live in Annapolis, and I really live in Annapolis. Like, I have a winter water view that we talk about, and I wear a Lilly Pulitzer, and I have a little blonde daughter, and I have a blonde husband, and he's a sailor, and that's my life. So my Uber wasp, J. Crew, first husband, comes home and says, I want to be a Jew. I'm like, that's great. You know, my dad's Jewish. I just wanted to be Jewish. This is awesome. I am full on with this. I'm going to do everything for this conversion, everything you want. I'm going to throw you a Hanukkah party. And I am going to make arugula, and my dad's going to make latkes, and we are going to do this thing. So in my house that had, like, all this nautical shit in it, I'm making arugula, and I'm calling my Aunt Mitzi, and I'm getting pot roast recipes, and we are going to have the Hanukkah party to end all Hanukkah parties. And I even buy cookie cutters that are dreidels, and I make blue and silver icing, because this is for my husband, and he's a Jew now. And so it's the party, and my dad's making the latkes, and I've got little bags with, you know, gelt in them. And people start coming, and it's like, oh, honey, wow, you really invited a lot of people. And, God, they're all really amazing-looking men. I mean, these are, like, the most gorgeous men I've seen in a long time. And he has chaps on. Yeah, he's got, actually, the one with the chaps on, him. Where'd you meet him? So anyway, latkes and pot roast and dreidel. I made it out of clay, and I'm, you know, it's the whole thing. And it's, you know, it's 2003. It's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy in my house. And I think for just this moment, huh, this is very interesting. This is a profound shift in my husband's friends group. But it's cool, and my mother's loving it. She is just, this is her dream come true. Gorgeous, gay men, dancing, singing, spinning dreidels. It's awesome. So, fast forward, it's Christmas, and the day after Christmas, we are going on this fabulous vacation to Charleston, and we've rented an 18th century house, and, you know, it's all in keeping with this theme of, you know, blonde, perfect, preppy, sailing Annapolis life. And that next day, my then-husband says, I've got something really big to tell you, and we're going to go to this gorgeous bar, and I'm gonna tell you this big news. And I honestly thought we got into the yacht club. It has happened. It was not the yacht club. So it was his coming out. And I have to admit that on one level, I was prepared. On the other level, I was absolutely not prepared for this. But my point, I guess, of the whole story is I look back on all this and I reflect on the year ahead, which is 2016, which is a huge year for him and a huge year for me. He is getting married to his amazing partner who we love so much in my family that now he's like one of the family. And it's also my 10th wedding anniversary with my second husband and husband forever. And so I think it's a really amazing coming out story in the sense that something really incredible happened when he came out. And I don't wear a Lilly Pulitzer anymore. I don't live in Annapolis. And he's got a powerboat. but the best part is that we became the people that we really are. And so it was a coming out for both of us.